It is often the first question that one hears when a violent incident such as the Arizona shootings occurs. Why? And the second question is often about the perpetrator. Is he or she mentally ill? Dr. John Monahan is a psychologist with the University of Virginia's Law School. He told VOA that there are several factors that cause violence, but mental illness is not necessarily a contributor.
It is the case that there is a relationship between mental illness and violence, but the relationship is not strong, and it's heavily related to whether the mentally ill individual is also abusing alcohol or other drugs. People with a major mental illness like schizophrenia or manic depression, if they are not also on drugs or alcohol, and in particular if they're in mental health treatment, have no higher rates of violence than do their non-disordered neighbors.
The accused shooter in Tucson, Jared Lee Loughner, has not been diagnosed with a mental illness. News reports have quoted some of Loughner's friends as describing erratic behavior, marijuana use, and unexplained outbursts in class. His own writings posted on the internet have spoken of his beliefs that the government was controlling a secret currency, controlling his mind, and even controlling the words that make up language. Police have found notes in his room that say such things as, "I planned ahead," and "my assassination." Some of his behavior mirrors some of the symptoms of schizophrenia, but it should be stressed that he has not been diagnosed with that disorder. Dr. Marvin Swartz is a leading researcher specializing in mental illness and violence at Duke University. He says that predicting violent outbursts is difficult, but there are risk factors for violent behavior.
Well, predicting this kind of level of extreme violence and very tragic violence is very hard to do because it's so rare. But in generally, yes, there are some risk factors for violence among folks with serious mental illness, and they include things like substance use, not being in treatment and adhering with treatment. There are environmental factors, particularly if people live in environments that are very disorganized and essentially poor neighborhoods where there's a lot of ambient crime and substance abuse. All those are risk factors for violence.
Dr. Jeffrey Swanson is a social scientist who studies mental illness and violence in populations. He says that distorted thinking does not necessarily indicate a propensity to violence.
But a thought disorder is essentially a distortion of normal thinking. So something that might be perceived as a normal threat to you or me can be seen as an excessive threat to someone with disordered thinking, and they might respond accordingly. But the question of whether someone is mentally ill or has distorted thinking should be separated from the question of whether they're likely to commit a violent act, because they may or may not, unless the people who are mentally ill never commit violent acts.
All three of the researchers contacted for this report said substance abuse is a big factor in violent behavior. All of them said that mental illness coupled with substance abuse can trigger violent episodes. But Martin Swartz stressed that a very small percentage of those diagnosed with mental illness ever commit violent acts.
Well, I think it's also important to recognize that very little violence in society is attributable to mental illness, and that folks who have mental illnesses and who are afforded good treatment generally really do not have an elevated risk of violence.
None of those contacted for this report saw a direct connection between political rhetoric and violent outbursts. All three researchers said that predicting which individuals would become violent is extremely difficult. Officials at Pima Community College, where Loughner attended classes, told his parents that he could only return to class if he underwent a mental health evaluation. He did not, and did not return to class. No one in his circle, his friends, teachers, or his parents, asked for a court-appointed counselor to interview Loughner. News reports quoting his friends and classmates say he had a strained relationship with his parents and that he had difficulty holding a job. It is not clear whether mental health treatment would have prevented the shootings in Tucson, but the researchers contacted for this report say that getting treatment is a key element in preventing violent behavior. Substantial budget reductions of community health programs, including mental health clinics, could make it more difficult for those struggling with mental illness to find help. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.